Isaac, gliding faith. Isaac is gliding or winging it on the faith and blessings of his father. No additional spectacular demonstrations in his faith are evident. While he does carry the legacy to some extent, we do see numbness to God taking over and complacency setting in. It appears to be more of the faith of others than himself that is carrying him through. He is born by his father's faith. Not only does he gain life through faith, he regains it through fire, literally, as his father places him on the altar. His implicit trust in his heavenly father and earthly father is commendable. He is blessed by his father's faith. As the sole inheritor of Abraham's blessings regarding God's chosen nation, he prays for a son when his wife is barren, as his father did, Genesis 25:21. God blesses him because of his servant Abraham, Genesis 26:5. He has his father's generosity, example, in conceding in the well disputes, as his father did with Lot, Genesis 26:17-22. In a spirit of gratitude, he builds an altar acknowledging God, Genesis 26:25. God prospers him, Genesis 26:17-32. He maintains peaceful relations with his neighbors, Genesis 26:28-30. He is bonded by his servant's faith. Yes, it is Abraham's servant whose faith and determination to seek God's leading enables him to get his bride Rebekah from his own people. Predictably, Isaac also makes the same mistakes of his father, Genesis 26:7-10. The rewards of godliness and of sin extend beyond an individual to his family, to generations. In spite of the rich legacy, he is stuck with double blindness. Not only is he physically blind, he is also spiritually blind in his latter years. Though God tells Rebekah that Jacob will rule Esau in Genesis 25:23, he plans to give the prime blessing to Esau based on physical appetite. Notably, it is Rebekah and not Isaac that God communicates his plan to. That Jacob, not Isaac, is Israel. He sees a double reversal of his children's blessings. God in his mercy overrules, and the blessing he thinks he is giving Esau is given to Jacob, who is God's choice. The church today is blinded and numbed with complacency after generations since the advent of the gospel. We have received much. To what level are we prepared to obey and give? We are only stewards and not owners of God's blessings. We are here to invest on God's behalf, not exploit them for our behalf.